USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the 46th president is sworn into office today, big tech and censorship has many Americans worried. Republican strategist Chris Prudhomme tells Fox News all voices need to be heard.
Whatever occurs, people have to understand this is America. This is about freedom. People have no right to tell someone whether their thoughts are on an election process, on life, on values. It is your right as an American to say what you want, to feel how you feel, and you can't take that away from them.
The inauguration in Washington is mainly funded by NBC's Comcast, Google, Microsoft, Verizon, and Amazon. British billionaire Richard Branson's satellite launching company successfully sent a rocket into space for the first time Sunday following a failed attempt last year. The California-based firm's Launcher One rocket flew into Earth's orbit from over the Pacific Ocean and dropped off 10 satellites for NASA's Launch Services program. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
Rapper Lil Wayne, Death Row Records co-founder Michael Harry O. Harris are just a couple of people pardoned by President Trump on his way out of the White House. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
In his final hours in office, President Trump issued more than 140 pardons and commutations late Tuesday night. Former strategist Steve Bannon received a pardon accused of defrauding donors to a private effort to build a border wall. Rappers Lil Wayne and Kodak Black were granted commutations, both of them having pled guilty to weapons charges. Former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick will also receive a commutation after serving 7 years of a 30-year prison sentence for bribery and racketeering. Some who had lobbied for a pardon were left off the list, like Joe Exotic, Julian Assange, and Edward Snowden. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In comparison, President Trump pardoned around 150 people. President Obama pardoned over 1,900 folks on his way out the door. Rapper Snoop Dogg has a message for President Trump. That's great work for the president and his team on the way out. End quote. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says farewell for now.
We are a truly magnificent nation. All Americans were horrified by the assault on our Capitol. Political violence is an attack on everything we cherish as Americans. It can never be tolerated. Now more than ever, we must unify around our shared values and rise above the partisan rancor and forge our common destiny. It was about America first because we all wanted to make America great again. We restored the principle that a nation exists to serve its citizens. Our agenda was not about right or left. It wasn't about Republican or Democrat, but about the good of a nation. And that means the whole nation. With the support and prayers of the American people, we achieved more than anyone thought possible. Nobody thought we could even come close. We achieved a series of historic peace deals in the Middle East. Nobody believed it could happen. The Abraham Accords opened the doors to a future of peace and harmony, not violence and bloodshed. It is the dawn of a new Middle East, and we are bringing our soldiers home. I am especially proud to be the first president in decades who has started no new wars. Above all, we have reasserted the sacred idea that in America, the government answers to the people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.